One of the key finding we found was the reporting of sexual assaults by police is now at its highest level since the ABS started collecting this information back in 1993. So we're sitting at now over 31,000 victims for that crime. We also looked at population growth and the impact of that, and we found that the rate of sexual assault victimisation has also increased to its highest level. So we're looking at 121 victims per 100,000 Australians, and this compares with 69 victims per 100,000 back in 1993. The change in that rate equates to about a 75% increase in the rate of victimisations over the past 30 years. We found that almost two-thirds of victim survivors were under the age of 18 when the sexual assault occurred. We also found that there were six times more female victim survivors of sexual assault than there were male survivors. So we're looking at 27,000 females versus 4,500 males. Look, other key information we found that was most reported that incident of sexual assault to police within the year. We also found that the majority occurred at someone's home, so that's about 20,000 victims were assaulted in their home. The report also showed us that over a third, so 37% of sexual assaults were found in domestic violence related, and that's just under 11,400 victims. Yeah, what we did find was the number and the rate of police reporting or recording of sexual assaults has been increasing steadily each year for the past 10 years. And just in the last 12 months, we've seen a 13% increase in the number of victim survivors of sexual assault recorded by police. So that's a 3,600 victims increase. Look, contrasting this to 2020, when COVID-19 restrictions were in place, during then, we saw really, really large decreases in property crimes recorded by police, so things like motor vehicle theft and house break-ins. But since then, we started to see small increases in these property crimes. For instance, the last 12 months alone, we've seen a 4% increase in the number of property break-ins to just over 139,000 burglaries. Motor vehicle thefts increased by 3% to just under 50,000 cars reported stolen. And we saw a 1% increase in other theft, so that includes things like stealing from retail outlets, to just over 440,000. But when we contrast that to pre-COVID times, these property crimes are still much, much lower than that recorded in 2019.